Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Yes, hey, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing
I'm
great.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, is this a good time?
Sure. Did you get my emails this morning yet?
Just a minute. I haven't checked it. All right. So, yes, I'm really sorry. I just checked it.
That's good.
It's the password of the...
Yeah, I gave you, first of all, the corrections on the website. I really like the website. But, for instance, under where it says discover your next book, it says add to cart and $10. Well,
no,
of course, I can't $10.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's currently, it is
so
just the... It's not the final price, and we're going to change, once we publish the books, then we're going to change it, and there's one more thing, Carl, that if anyone is going on the website, they cannot order through the website. We will be attaching the link of the Amazon, so
Perfect.
Whoever wants to buy the book, they just have to click on the link. It will redirect them to the Amazon, and they can buy the book from there.
Okay, very good. And then there were a few other things. For instance,
if
you're on the main page, you know, it's the
just
book title
give me one
is
minute.
Not out.
Let me open up the.
Yeah.
Just 1 minute. Let me just open it up. All right, so yeah, I'm on the website.
Okay, so first of all, just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you scroll, it's the main page,
mm-hmm.
and you know, obviously the book price is under Discover Your Next Book. We'll change that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, I love the picture of Becky on there. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed you put Howard in there, the dog. He's a good dog, by the way. And then, of course,
uh-huh.
I like Why by Carl Goodman. That's good.
Uh-huh.
And then customer reviews.
Yep.
Here's where the problem is. Do you see the title of the book says Out of the Woods? That needs to be Out of the Fog.
Just a minute. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's going to be corrected. No worries.
Okay. And there
yes,
are several places to get there where you click and it goes back to that. So that's one thing. Let me look at the other... under the shop now, fix language under the discover now new books. Under customer reviews, you see that. Under keep in touch. Right? You see that?
Just
keep in touch.
Keep in touch. It's the contact part.
Hit contact, and next to the email address, it says, J. Carl Goodman is excited to talk to you. If you are a media house, newspaper, publication, or podcast, please email me, and I will be more than happy to talk you about my book. It's more than happy to talk to you or talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Got it.
Yeah, and I just went through it and saw those, and those mates, and those are all listed in the email. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, The other thing at the bottom of that email, I was shocked when you told me the price of the book. Because I really appreciated your call. Thank you for putting me, making me a priority. When you mentioned $10,000 to print 300 books, it blew me away. That would be like $36 a book. How could I sell them for $24.95 and make any money? I'd lose $10 for every book.
I got your point, Cars. Okay. So that was just the cost that I got from the printers with the express shipping and everything. But as I told you, and as you told me that you don't want the express shipping, so we're going to do with the regular shipping. Besides this, I do have a 20% off on my end, which we can offer to any of our premium customers. So I can also apply that discount to you. And let me have a word again with them, and I will get back to you with the final call.
Yeah, I think that the best thing, my opinion, and you can check this out, is that let's get the books published. Once they're published on Amazon and anybody else, but Amazon is who I'd have print them. Is you can go on, I can go on the website, and it'll say, for me, order author copies. And then it'll tell me how much per copy Amazon will charge me to print them and send them to me. Okay? Then we'll make a comparison. See, my previous prices for the book were for Out of the Fog, which is fewer pages. That was $18.95 for the paperback and $24.95 for the hard copy.
On Amazon, right?
Yeah. No, that was my price on Amazon. My cost was half of that.
All right.
So in other words, make money, I could make even after shipping, I could make $6 or $7 a book. Okay, which I should. That's the standard markup. And for the Dysfunctional Family, which is longer, more similar to Critical Point and The Main Event, that book sold for $19.95 for the soft copy, for the paperback, and it was $25.95 for the hardcover. And I made money on it. I made probably not twice what it cost me, but close. Okay? So we need to be able to print those books for $9 or $10 a piece. And that's why, for instance, the paperbacks should probably, my guess, be printed for $6 or $7 a piece.
That's through the Amazon for the author copies, right?
It is.
All right, Carl, I got your point.
So we gotta check that. And of course, before Amazon will quote you a price for shipping, for printing, the book has to be published, because I think they figure that out based on the number of color pages and the rest being black and white, the size of the book, which should be 6x9, I'm sure, and then So they have to be published before they can give me a price.
All right.
I have to make money on them.
I got otherwise, your point.
Otherwise, it's like me saying, here, take my book and this $10 bill to take my book home. It's $35, right? I'll have to give people $10. And I'll have already spent the rest. So.
All right, Carl, can you please confirm me what's going to be the email of your Amazon account?
Of my what?
The email address for the Amazon account.
Oh, you know what? That needs to be the old one, doesn't it? The one that exists. I've put the new email on everything else, which is the J Carl Goodman.
Carl, I'm really sorry, I cannot hear you.
But the Kindle, Amazon Kindle, excuse me, I'm sure will be the old email, which is carlgoodman@theisacnetwork.com.
It's Carl Goodman at the rate Isaac at, Network.
Yeah, the isaacnetwork.com.
Can you please spell that out?
Okay, it's CarlGoodman at theisacnetwork.com.
All right, and the password is going to be capital P O R S C H E 07 and an exclamation mark.
That's correct. Porsche 07 exclamation. That's the last password that I have written in my book for Amazon. And that should get us in.
All right. Carl, just give me a minute here. I have shared the password and the email address with the team so they can try logging to the account.
Now, okay, then the other one that we already had on, we had Barnes & Noble. I don't know if you can change the password on that. I gave you the password I had on Barnes & Noble.
Is it the same email address and the same password?
It should be. I don't think I ever updated those email addresses. So, and the password, just a minute, I put it on that note. I don't think it's the same password. I'll look it up again.
Sure. Take it down.
Barnes & Noble Press. The password for that, and I sent it to you in an email, I thought, is, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's capital P, lowercase O-O-P-S. IE0314 exclamation point.
Carl, please come again. It's P O O T.
No. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's P is in Paul.
Okay.
That's capital. The first letter is capital.
Uh huh.
Then it's lowercase O. O, P is in Paul.
Okay.
S is in I, E, 0314 exclamation point.
All right. Poopsie, 0314 exclamation mark.
Yes. Poopsie, 0314 exclamation mark. Now,
perfect. And the email address is going to be the same?
No. They screwed it up. They, the previous publisher,
mm-hmm.
put my email address as jcarlgoodman3, the number 3, at gmail.com, which is wrong. I don't even have that email. But that's the email they'll look for, is jcarlgoodman3@gmail.com. If you can change it, right, if you can go on there and change the email address once it's done, then change it to you know, you can change it to jcarlgoodman@gmail.com because that's our new email.
Carl, the problem is we cannot change the email either. I will ask the team and see if there is any possibility that we can log into their account and just unpublish the books from this account, delete this account, and then create a new account with the email address jcarlgoodman, and then upload the books on that account.
Yeah, and use my password, the poopsie0314!
All right. For the Karen Barnes & Noble account, it is jcarlgoodman3@gmail.com, and the password is poopsie0134! Right?
Correct. That's correct. And then you can create for Kobo and all that. You can create, you know, the password for any of those. I will tell you for a lot
that's
of my
not...
other things. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying we can surely do that. Create the new accounts for all of the remaining platforms, and then we'll share the credentials with you. That won't be a
very
problem.
Well.
Just a minute. Let me just share this one with the team. So
okay.
They can log into the Barnes & Noble account as well.
All right. And then I'll give you another password that I've brand new that I've been using that you could use on those additional accounts. Unless they need to be different for each account.
Just 1 minute.
Sure.
And Carl, you don't have the access of the Gmail, the email address, carlgoodman3@gmail.com, right?
I do not have that email address. When the previous, when the previous publisher, the one that scammed me and went dark, they somehow got it up, and rather than put jcarlgoodman@gmail.com, they put jcarlgoodman3@gmail.com. And they were going to change it, but they never did, so.
Just
so I've got an email. I'll never get emails they may send me. That's the problem. You know, I'm going to try, just for curiosity, I'm going to try to go into it.
So have they shared any password with you?
I'm sorry? Has who shared a password?
Carl, do you have any phone number that ends on 90?
On what?
That is ending on 90. Do you have any cell number?
No. Somebody entered their own, I guess. My
yep.
cell number. You called me on my cell number.
Yep. I'm asking beside this.
Yeah, my office number is 865-448-8700.
All right, just a minute.
865-448-8700. Interesting. I just went to Barnes & Noble Press.
Mm-hmm.
It brought it up and it said, "Welcome, Jay Carl." So it's obviously, I've saved the password and it gets me into Barnes & Noble. The email is listed as jcarlgoodman3@gmail.com. And I'm going to sign in, see if it gets me in with the password.
It's not letting me in. I tried myself over here. And it's saying, showing that you were inactive for like from quite some time. So you have to reset your password. And
oh,
saying to send.
I got in.
Are you logged in?
I am logged in.
And
it's mm-hmm. got the dysfunctional family in hardcover
mm-hmm.
and paper. That's the only book that's on there.
That's the only book?
Yeah, and then it's got, oh, Out of the Fog, three versions. Out of the Fog, paperback, hardcover, and the ebook. And by the way, the price, the sale, the price of the hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the prices. The prices for Out of the Fog.
Mm-hmm.
Is paperback was $14.99. It went on sale a year ago. And the price for the hard copy was $23. And I was still making $6 on the hard copy and $7
mm-hmm.
On the paperback. And the ebook was $8. Now, on the dysfunctional family, the hardcover was $24.99.
Mm-hmm.
And the paperback was $19.99.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what I get. I don't know how to, why mine worked and yours didn't.
No, because there might be a possibility that you have logged in previously into your account, so it remembers you, and I haven't logged in. So that might going to be the problem. Carl, let's do this. Are you seeing any option to unpublish the book?
Hold on, I'll go back. All right, let me find it. Okay, create book, create a new book, manage promotions, manage series,
mm-hmm.
Filter, last updated to old, design, partnership, editorial partnership. Let me go to menu.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing here. My account. Profile, vendor account, manage contributors, order history. Author resources, author tools and tips, self-publishing, back cover template generator, blog, what's new, sales reports.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Let me see if there's a search bar.
Carl, tell me one more thing. The
yeah.
email address that is linked with your Amazon account, carlgoodman@theisacnetwork. Do you have the access
yes.
of that account?
Do I have the what? I'm saying that.
Do you have access of that account?
Which one? Carl Goodman, Isaac Network?
Yeah, that one.
Sure. That's where I get most of my email still today.
Perfect, perfect. So should we just create the Barnes & Noble account on the same email address?
You can, or either that or the jcarlgoodman@gmail.com, because that's active. But
all right, no worries. Then we're going to use jcarlgoodman for that. And just give me a few minutes here. Let me go to the publishing team and ask them from where we can unpublish the books. So what we will be doing, I want you to unpublish both of these books from Barnes & Noble, and then we're going to create a new account, and we'll upload all the four books on the new Barnes & Noble account.
Good. And I'm going to stay on Barnes & Noble because I want to make sure I can do that when you tell me to or how, okay? Because I'm afraid if I come out of it, I might not get in it again.
No, so just don't. I got your point. Just don't log out for now. Stay on that page. Just give me a few minutes here.
Sure, I'm going to author tools and tips to see if that tells me something. Boy, I put a nice book description and about me that's in there if somebody clicks on the book. That's done well.
On Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. What I did was I actually clicked on the book cover, the picture of the book, and it gave me all that.
So, if you want to use the same thing, you can just simply copy it. Is it about the author you're saying?
That and about the book. For instance,
the overview.
This is the book details. Book information. Oh. This is the functional family. Interesting. But you know what? We can put our own in there. It's not all that good when I read it, but okay.
All right then.
I'm still looking to find, you know, I keep clicking on things just to see. Oh, there is a delete book area. I found it.
You found it?
Yep.
There's perfect. Just give me
three little dots in the right hand box of each book. And if you click on that, it gives you all kinds of options. View book details, view title, sales, order copy, edit book, new version, bn.com, and deep book. So check with your people and see if...
Yeah. All right, Carl, just give me a quick moment here. Let me just have a word with the team, and I'll update you if you can delete it. Okay?
You bet. Or if I should,
yeah. Uh-huh. Just give me a minute here.
Sure, I will.
You still there?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
I'm here for you. Hello?
Yeah, I'm really sorry to keep you waiting. So, Carl, yes, you can do this. You can just delete both of the books from Barnes & Noble.
Right. Hold on.
And
you're going to...
Sure, do it.
I just deleted. You're currently unable to delete due to one more. The book is under review. A copy of this has been ordered, being processed for sale, processed for correction, or your book is on sale. Oh, I see. I have to take it off sale.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on. This is going to be a process. I'm taking those two. Now I've got to take these off sale. Take this off sale. And take... Okay. All right. Now we'll try to delete again.
Mm-hmm.
Delete book. Your book is, you're unable, it's under review, it's been ordered. It won't allow me to delete. Let's try out of the fog.
Sure.
You can confirm that you want to delete this book. You can view your book recently deleted by delete. You will not be able to recover any lost assets over 30 days. Okay, I'm deleting it. This is out of the fog. Takes a while. A little circle is going round and round while it erases it. Okay. That was the ebook. Wow, I wonder. Paperback, delete, out of the fog. Take off sale.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. It won't let me take it off. List price? It won't let me take it off sale. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. And neither will the other. Why won't they let me take it off sale? You know, there's at the bottom of each book, there's a little block that says take off sale. And when I put my cursor over it, it comes up with a red circle and a slash through it and won't let me take it off sale. Let me see. Order a copy. Won't let me order a copy. There we go. I'm going to try. Won't let me delete the book either. This is strange. I don't know what to do. I can
just
see
give me
the...
Yes, Carl, just give me a minute. Let me confirm if there's any other possibility. All right, Carl, you there?
By the way, it just told me that I didn't have a W-9 form to check the payment. So I'm online trying to fix that. See, I'm trying to make sure it goes to me because remember the other publisher scammed me and it said up here that they made changes in my account. So I'm ready to upload a W-9.
Do you have the W-9 form?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the W-9 form?
I couldn't hear you. We got an interruption.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was saying that do you have the W-9 form?
No. Not online. I thought I did, but it doesn't pop up when I download it from them. Said, or I'm ready to upload. Says no form has been uploaded. There's a question. We can only track send forms. We cannot track forms sent separately via email or hard copy. So it means that I'm on payment hold. Want to update your account, please do so by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the 19th of the month.
Carl, let's do this. Let's do this. Are you able to see how to archive the book? Are you seeing any option to archive the book?
To archive the book. Hold on, I've got to go back. Back one more. All right, let's see if it says view book details, title, order book, etc. Delete book. No, not there. Here. I'm just looking through the, you know, I've got to look at all the drop downs. Project. That's just my books. And then author resources. Author tools and tips, services. No, that wouldn't be it. Profile, vendor account, manage contributors, order history. Let me look under this one. Just a minute. Oh, just by the way, I found something. Just so you know, for my heart. For my hard copies, no, I'm sorry, that's not my printing, I thought it was, but I printed them through okay, let's look at, I don't see something to do that. I see where you can create a new book. Now I'm going down to the bottom of the page. E-readers, mobiles, blog, Facebook, connect, press support. You know what I'm thinking? Oh, here's one that says print personal books. I'm just going to tell you how much it says they cost through Barnes & Noble. No, it won't let me do that. So somehow something's messed up. because I ought to be able to estimate, you know, printing costs on this. So anyway, you know what I'm thinking? I was already, when your people tried to get on there. You know what I'm saying? Which means maybe if I get off of the website, they can get on it. Right? So in other words, if they go to where the way I got on it was I went to https://, press.barnesandnoble.com. And then I put in, of course, my J. Carl Goodman and the J. Carl Goodman 3@gmail.com and poopco314! So I'm gonna back out of it right now. I'm gonna close it. And then maybe your people can get in.
No, that's not the problem, Carl. We can like access any account from multiple windows, so that won't be a problem that you're accessing it. We cannot. There might be some other issue. I believe the problem is that as you have already logged into that account, that's why it doesn't give any error on your side, but we haven't.
Right.
So that's the problem. It is showing the error. And I will ask the team to try it one more time if there is any possibility. If it is, if we are able to log in, we're going to find a way to remove the books. Or in other case, the next solution is going to be either like you have to go on the support of Barnes & Noble. You have to go on the chat with them. And then you can ask them to like reset the password or change the email address or either to remove the books from their end.
Yep. Okay. Do you want me to try to do that now?
If it is possible for you, then surely do it right now and then update me.
Can't reach the page. That's interesting. There I am. I'm back again. Now, it did say somewhere Barnes & Noble Press Support. Let me see. It's a... okay, it's an email. I was hoping that there's a author tools and tips, print personal book. The author resources. If there's a I'm looking for a contact phone number.
I don't think there's going to be any contact number over there, but there might be a chat support over there. If you can see.
Okay, there is chat support, but there is an email at BN Press Support. And so I am going to contact them. Let's see. Update email and phone. Well, no, because phone's the same. Update, email, and no, because they've got the password. Update, email for my account. I'm writing, dear support, I should tell them my former publisher former self-publisher went out of and I can't reach them. My current publisher is trying to update my account and update my account. The email on my account is not accurate and needs to be updated. Also, I evidently need to file a W-9 form. Please help me to, do I want them to take the site down and then you'll redo it, or do I want them to correct it? Tell
no,
me what
just,
you want me to do.
Yeah, just tell them that you don't have access of the Gmail account, which is carlgoodman3@gmail.com. So you want to update the email address, change the email address, or you want to delete this account, remove the books from there, and then you will create a new account and upload the books on the new account. All right.
Hold on. I just put, it needs to be updated. Then
take your time. Take your time.
What was the other thing he suggested?
I said, other than changing the account, other than changing the email address, ask them either to down the books, both of the books, remove this account, and then you will create a new account and upload the books from there.
Okay. To delete the books from the site, and I will update it with new versions of the books and additional books. Okay? Does that sound right?
Please repeat it.
I said my former self-publisher went out of business and I can't reach them. My publisher is trying to update my account. The email email on my account is not accurate and needs to be updated and changed to jcarlgoodman@gmail.com. I also need you to delete the books from the site, and I will update them with new versions, right, of the books and additional books.
That's right. That's
then
right.
I said, also, I evidently need to file a W-9 form.
Yeah, let's just remove the W-9 form thing, because I will be sharing a W-9 form with you. Once we got the access of the account, we're going to upload the form on our end. That's not going to be a problem. The main concern is either we get the access of this account, or we can remove this account. Yeah, and create a new one. That's the main concern.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm sending the email.
Perfect. And Carl, now tell me this. What's going to be the price of all four of the books?
I don't know yet till we know how much they cost to print. See, when you publish, here's that. Okay? Just like before, the Out of the Fog was $18.95 for the paperback and $24.95 for the hard copy.
All right.
The Dysfunctional Family was $19.95 for the paperback and $25.95 for the hard copy.
And for the ebook, it's $9.99 for all of them?
Say that again?
For the ebook, is it going to be $9.99 for all of them?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so for book one, it's going to be $9.99, $14.99, and $24.99.
Oh, for book one, they had it on sale for $14.99, but the original cost was $18.99.
All right, so it's $9.99, $18.99, $24.99 for book one.
Right.
And for book two, it's $19.99 and $25.99.
Correct, and I would say the same price for books three and four.
$19.99 and $25.99, right?
If you feel those are appropriate, we established those based on what it cost to print the books and order them. So
yeah,
I think we'll still be okay with that pricing. Once we get the books published on Amazon, which will be the first one, once you have them published, then I'll look up the order author copies, right? And then we'll be able to see what the cost is. And you can also check with your people to say, how do we compare with Amazon printing? Because we can't pay more to print the books than we can sell them for. And with the $10,000 price, we're obviously going to pay way more for the books than we can sell them for, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we can't bet. It's like you go out and spend $50,000 for a car and bring it back and sell it to me for $20,000, right? That's just a losing proposition.
That's right.
All right. I'm looking at my emails to see if I heard back anything, but no, I didn't. It'll be a while, I'm sure, before I hear anything back from Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not too worried about that, because in the past, even when things were going well initially, my orders almost all came from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Very few came from Barnes and Noble. So if we get it on, you know, iBooks and Apple Books and Google and Amazon and all that, even if we're published everywhere except Barnes and Noble, or maybe you need to create a new account for me at Barnes and Noble. Who knows?
Yep. So yes, Carl, that's what I was saying, that if we don't are able to get the access of current account, then we will be creating a new account and we'll be publishing the books from there.
Sure. That's great.
And one more thing, please tell me for how much you were selling the copies in from your like store.
Okay, we were selling them for the prices I just gave you.
It's the same amount on your store as well, not on Amazon.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And, perfect. So.
And sometimes we would offer. In the store, we would offer a discount at some, because we had some people that were coming through and buying three or four copies for their sister and their, you know, Christmas presents. And I'd give them, you know, a couple of discount if they were doing that.
Mm-hmm. All right, then, Carl, let me have a word once again with the printers and see what's going to be the best price I can get for you for the printed copies in order, so you can, like, get some dollars on top of that, if you're selling on the same amount.
Yeah, because, again, your printers have to understand, if I can't sell them for significantly more than they cost me, because, of course, it'll cost me even standard shipping is expensive because books are heavy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, even if they charge $15 for the books, right, and I can sell them for $19, I'll lose money because of the shipping. I won't make anything.
No, let me try to find out a way in order that after the shipping cost, a paperback doesn't cost you more than 15, and a hardcover doesn't cost you more than 20. So you can easily get $5 on top of every book.
Well, I need actually more than that. But what I was going to do is hold on a minute. I'm going to go to my American Express account online. And I'm going to go back and see just what they bought, because that's the way, where they were charged, I'm sure.
All right,
so
sure.
Let me do www.open.com. Man, my internet is slow today. It says log in. Try again, user ID or password. Oh, man. Go back to American Express. I may have had to change my password, and it won't let me in. Amex card. Oh, there it is. That was the problem. Password is. Thought it'd get me in. There it is. Oh, I'm going to pay that today. All right, now I'm going to look at statements and activities. I don't know when I ordered, when I last ordered, but previous billing statement. See, I don't know when I last ordered, I'm going to look and see if I've got a paper copy in my file. Hold on. Because that's faster than me going through statement by statement looking for when I ordered. I don't think I'll be able to do that, though, but hold on.
Card. Let's just do this. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I was saying that look it up on your end, and once you find out, do let me know the amount that you have paid earlier. On my end, let me have a word with the printers, and I will see what's going to be the best cost I can give you after the shipping address.
Sure, and what we'll do is, look, I'll be fair. Frankly, I don't care who prints my book, right?
That's right. All you have to do. Exactly. You just want the printed copy so you can easily sell them. That's the main concern. I do.
Yep.
I do understand this. So let's just do this. Get yourself the amount that you have paid lastly. And I will discuss it with the printers, and we'll get back to you with the final cost.
Okay.
All right. And on the other hand, we are logged in on your Amazon account, and the team is currently working on to publish the books. All right. So once all of them are being uploaded from our end, I'll let you know. Because they're going to be in review for the next 24 to 72 hours to get them live on Amazon. So we'll be proceeding all the four books and all the three formats from our end today. And once it's done, I'll let you know.
Okay, and then you'll also fix the website, I presume.
Yep, that's right. There's going to be just two issues on the website. The first one is going to be the out of the wood and we have to do it out of the fog.
Correct.
And the second one is going to be at the contact us page where it says to talk to you or talk with you.
To talk to you or with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, that's right. The second one. And other one is going to be the pricing of the book.
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll get it all updated. And once the books are published, then we are going to also add the link off Amazon from where people can buy the book.
Okay, now there's one other thing that I didn't tell you on the site. I apologize.
No worries. Please go ahead.
Where it says to contact me, it has a map, right?
Yeah, let me tell you. As previously we had a template, so it is just the sample map over there. We're going to remove it.
Okay, you can either remove that or you can put the map of Knoxville, Tennessee or whatever, you know.
No. I don't think there's any need to put the map over there, so simply we're just going to remove it.
Very well. Good deal.
Perfect. So I'll get back to you once everything is done on Amazon, and I'll let you know the final printing cost for the books, including the shipping fee.
Okay. Very, very well. Thank you.
All right. Perfect then. Take care of yourself.
Okay. You too. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.